Wicked Anime is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other wicked awesome geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. To the 85th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. I am a hard man with hard opinions, Andrew, and with me is the stupid awesome analyst, Jonathan.
Hi.
Sarah from 42's Anime Reviews.
Thanks for having me on.
Evan from the Boston Bass Brigade.
Konnichiwa.
Anthony from IamThink.com.
How the hell am I alive?
And David from IamThink.com.
Hello through the Skype.
That's right, and if you are listening to this episode, let it be known that this is part two of a complete discussion. Of our post-anime Boston / our Wicked Anime's last episode of Con Month.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Yes. Technically. Technically, Con Month's over, but we had a skip week, so it's fine. It's fine.
And where's the first part?
Somewhere.
Yes, you can hear the first part of this whole discussion on b3crew.com on the Boston Bash Brigade website, and you can also hear it on the iTunes Boston Bash Brigade page.
That's right. Excellent. So, the first part, we had discussed the general convention itself, operations, guests that we discussed, talked with and saw throughout the weekend, and cosplay.
Yeah. And you'll find a more elaborate discussion over there, but we all thought, like, an average was, like, a 7 for the
guests. Yeah, it was,
and it's not because of what happened inside the con, but more outside the con. We got
personal experiences.
That.
Some people got sick.
Yeah.
It's Sarah this year.
Oh, no.
It's always one. It's always just one person who shares it.
But as my sentiment said, I felt like the con, once you were inside Anime Boston this year, it was the same con that we love every single year.
Yeah, regardless of how much the fans squeal about it.
Where are the cosplay celebrities?
There's metal detectors.
All right. So this episode, we're going to be discussing things we wasted money on in the dealer's room. Panels were exciting for us personally this year, not so much for everyone else, I guess. But we'll find out.
But this is our show, so screw them.
Dealer's room. How was the dealer's room this time, guys?
I thought it was pretty kicking.
Yeah, I had a lot of good stuff.
I spent way more money than I ever have in the past couple of years.
I'm the same way. Even though I only bought 3 things, it was more money than I've ever spent at any other Anime Boston in the past.
I don't know. I felt kind of underwhelmed, I got to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't find as many things as I did, however, from all previous episodes that you may have been discussing, that my doujin hunt is finally over.
Yay!
Yay! I finally found the doujin that I've been looking for.
You've acquired all the porn you'll ever need.
I didn't say it was porn. I said doujins. Don't let them know that. Not all doujins are porn.
Yeah, and also, I say
doujin lives matter.
And not all porn is doujin.
Doujin lives matter.
Oh, God.
It broke Sarah.
I also think that you deserve to give a shout out to Otaku Joe. His
yes,
yes,
yes.
Okay, so I met a wonderful man in the dealer's room. His name is Otaku Joe.
Ooh.
And if you go to Otaku Joe's shop, he's got all the vintage anime that I've been looking for forever.
And new stuff too. He had all the
He had everything. But I got into a long discussion with this man across the table, saying, "Hey, like, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this?" And, like, he was just like, "I have Gona Guy this. I have Gona Guy that." I was like, I'm looking for Gunsmith Cats. And he's like, "I had Gunsmith Cats, but if you came, like, an hour earlier, you would have had it." Which I was very upset about, because I really want Gunsmith Cats on DVD. But I did, however, get Photon, which is done by the Tenchi Muyo crew, and it's, a U.S. Manga Corps DVD release. I have Kekko Kamen, which is hilarious for people who know what that actually is, as far as Gona Guy goes. It was great. I got a whole bunch of all vintage titles, which is appropriate for next year. I mean, we got.
And yet you say it wasn't as good a dealer's room as previous?
This was, yeah, this like one guy who was just like, it was great, because I was like, do you like metal music, man? And he was like, yeah, I like metal music. He has like covered in tattoos and covered in the Berserk curse marks. It was really great.
Yes.
And it was just like, you have to check out the band Rise of the North Star. They're a French like thrash metal band. Like, who mimic 90s thrash metal and hardcore, and they sing about shonen manga. So, that's what we play at the beginning of the hardcore anime panel every year, because their music is a personification of what hardcore anime is. So.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So.
I got a new belt. Last time I got a belt, that was, like, one of my only things, and it's a Street Fighter belt, which I thought was really cool. Christine didn't want me to buy it. She found it, but she didn't want me to buy it because it has Cammy on it, and she's really jealous of my waifu.
I was about to ask that question.
But I got it anyways, and that one's my waifu.
Because Christine went home, so...
Your waifus are trash.
Your waifus are trash! But I actually spent a lot in the dealer's room this year.
Oh, I spent a lot. I spent a shameful amount of money.
By the way, Christine wanted to say that she had a great time this year, and she had a lot of fun. She was sad that she couldn't be here, but everything this weekend was great, and she loved it.
Mm.
So, she loved the con.
Yes, definitely. So the three things that I wound up buying, first off, thanks to Otaku Joe, I actually found the DVD of Macross Plus, the 4-episode series with fucking Bryan Cranston as the main character.
Oh, my Lord.
So I'm so happy that I was able to find that. And then it was on a bit of a Hestia hunt because is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? I saw some figurines I really wasn't too impressed with. But then I found the Hestia Nendoroid and was so happy. I bought it. It was a little bit expensive, but I don't care. I was so stoked. And then last but not...
are always expensive.
Yeah, they always are. But they're nice and tiny. You can put them anywhere you want. And last but not least, I found this cute... I found this cute little guy here. Girl, rather. Ginko from Yerikuma Arashi. Let me show it.
Yuri Bears.
Yeah, Yuri Bears. Gar, gar, dearly, she's tell. All right, so Sarah, tell us about all your yaoi you bought.
Okay. So I bought 4 yaoi doujins. They're a set of 4 from Hunter x Hunter. And I was searching through the Hunter x Hunter doujins, and I found one that I wanted. And he was like, oh, did you know that's a set of 4 by the same artist? I'll give you a deal if you buy all 4. And I was like,
Was this at Hendane?
Huh?
Was this at Hendane?
Yes. This was there. Because I went to the other doujin table that's actually pretty much all yaoi.
Yeah.
And they had a shit selection this year. They had a way better selection last year. And I was like, well, you're doing me dirt. So I went over to the other guy and he had way better.
Oh, no. Okay, another plug for your doujin needs, always go to Hendane.
Yeah.
Hendane's awesome.
Because Hendane, they go to Japan. They have a guy who goes to Japan, buys out all the doujins, and brings them back to America.
Except, Horn Hunter.
Yeah. Except this year, they had 0 Street Fighter. Like, I'm on the search for Cammy all the time, but, like, 0 Street Fighter whatsoever in their video game
section. Yeah, their video game section was really, their Final Fantasy section was small, their Idolmaster section was weird because it was all Cinderella girls and not the original cast, and... Mm. Like, it was bizarre. Why do I know that? I don't know.
I bought yaoi doujins, and then I actually went to the artist alley for my other purchases. I bought a wall scroll that was original print from one of the artists there. I bought a wall scroll from her last year, and it was really pretty. And then I bought a print that's got, like, it's like a Marie Antoinette-looking chick, and she's got one huge eye. And then a cat with 4 eyes, and I was like, it's creepy, I want it. And then, I didn't buy this, but I got it as a present from my friend Jennifer. It's a little keychain of Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter, from one of the artists in the artist alley, because I really like Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter. Everyone should watch Hunter x Hunter, it's amazing.
What's the name of that show again?
Hunter x Hunter, Hunter x Hunter, Hunter x Hunter. I'm going to, like, shout it in your faces until you watch it like you did with Haikyuu.
I know. it did end up in our Netflix queue, so we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Speaking of gifts, we have to give a shout out to a resident fan here in Boston and staff member of Anime Boston. What? Allison. And so we met up with Allison this weekend, and the first day we saw her on pre-reg day, she was right across the way from the registration booths and was doing the charity booth thing over there, but she said, I have something for you. And I was like, what? And she hands us...
I gotta say, I thought this story was gonna be about Dave's 5-pound bag of gummy bears that he gave us for our live channel.
That was actually from my friend Cassidy.
Yeah.
Extra props to her for the, I have an extra 4 pounds of gummy bears. We know a large group of people.
Yeah.
How do we go through gummy bears?
So Allison hands me this big, like, handkerchief-like bag filled with Lush merchandise. Which Lush is like naturally made shampoos and conditioners and body washes and soaps. Really expensive stuff, but she's a manager, so she's just like, this is all mine. And now it's all yours.
And a bottle of Fireball.
And a bottle of Fireball that was accidentally placed in there.
Yeah, she did not know that it was in there.
So we were in there. So there's a bottle in there. There was a bottle of Fireball in there that I was just like, oh, and the Fireball. And she was like, what? and we all drank it. And she was like, she just said the best line. She was just like, oh, great. So I can just throw things in there and know you'll drink it. Because we do. We have a video. There's a video of our Anime Boston experience with all of these guys here except for Sarah.
Drinking all soda caps of Fireball.
Yeah,
technically, we can drink Lush because it's all natural
stuff. What could possibly go
wrong? Smells good. Doesn't even taste good.
That was my shout out to Allison. Thank you, Allison.
Yes.
The only other thing I got, which was also a gift from Jennifer, because you know my birthday was last week, was she also commissioned one of the artists there for a Hisoka sketch. so thank you very much, Jennifer. Love you. You're the best friend ever.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
That's like a tradition. Every year she goes and she gets a commission for me for something. And usually the artist that she commissions wasn't there this year. So she's like, I have to find a new artist. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's free and it's a gift and I love it. So, yes.
She should have gone to one of the porn booths.
What'd you guys get?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah, you didn't get anything.
Yeah,
you
I just went to the dealer's room to meet up with a couple of friends who were working at New England Comics and cosplay Moomoo. That was it.
Oh, nice.
So, right. What about you, Dave?
I had some pretty good luck this year. I shortly into starting my trip around the Artist Alley, it occurred to me, I can skip half of these booths because I spent so much and got so many images. I got a wall scroll and like 4 posters last year. I don't have wall space for any art anymore.
Yeah.
So it was one of those where I'm like, okay, it was a lot quicker. I was a lot less stuff I looked at, but that was from me, not from the stuff that was there. It still looked like there was a lot of great stuff there. Artist Alley was great. I picked up a full set of all the playable characters from Chrono Trigger in pin form. That was fantastic from Artist Alley, so I have those now. And I picked up one or two, shout out, Comicopia was there, and they are awesome.
Comicopia is amazing. If you ever get to go to their store in Boston, it has everything.
Yeah.
Amazing store.
Fantastic. Wow.
And they cram it into such a small space.
I was looking for stuff for my wife, who likes math and likes cats. And I'm looking, and there's I think it was a Fuku Fuku. This very, just adorable little short couple page mangas of a kitty cat and his owner. So it's adorable and perfect. So I got that, and as I'm walking up to go check out, I see a manga called Math Girls.
What?
And I'm like... Oh, okay, and sure enough, I'm flipping through, and there's actual, like it says, for, you know, good for teachers, advanced math students, things like that. And it's to the point where the owner of Comicopia is a math nerd, much like my wife. He went through, and they mistranslated a lot of the symbols, so the formulas are wrong.
Whoa.
He put an errata sheet in the front of every book.
Oh,
saying,
wow.
Page 2, this should be this, this should be this. Page 4, this should be this, this should be this.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I can't not do this. My wife is such a huge math person. Okay, cats and math, we're good here. And again, one more thing for Comicopia and a quick thing about panels. The only panel I went to is another one I go to every year, All the Mecha You'll Ever Need, which is a phenomenal panel. This, I believe, is his 9th year, and one of my really good friends, Doug Wilder, is the one who runs it, and he's really good friends with the guys from Comicopia. They were nice enough to give him a stack of $5 off coupons to give out to people, so when they recommended the manga, the giant robot manga, here you go, head down to Comicopia. They'll take care of you. So that's part of the reason I was shopping there anyway. And like you said, their Boston location, I was there a couple months ago. Fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have like a bunch of anime fans working in there, and they love manga. Yeah. They have import magazines and everything. So if you like that kind of stuff, go there.
It's an incredible place.
Yeah. Mm. I ended up purchasing along with my completing my Dojin search. I got this guy that I'm actually holding right here on the camera. It is a Monster Hunter feline. It's actually a Meelynx. And it very much represents my Palico that I use in Monster Hunter. So I bought it almost instantaneously. And he was actually at an incredibly decent price for such a large plushie, $15.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, usually the small ones are, like, the size of his body are, like, $16.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That was an instant purchase for me. I got one new figurine this year. I love figurines, but I have self-control now for some reason. I would have bought a bunch of them. I found Michelle from Terraformers, my waifu. I found Full Metal Demon Muramasa, but I stuck to a small figurine of, that cat chick from Bakemonogatari.
Yes.
Yes.
Hanakawa.
Yeah, I got one of her. Like, there's that one weird one where she's like totally like contorting around and like breaking your spine. And I was just like, I'm not gonna get that one. And then I found one of her. Like, they were like, oh, like, are you talking about that one? And I was like, no. I want the one where she's standing in a cute pose.
Yeah,
where she's like, normal. Yeah, where she's not breaking her anatomy. Yeah.
Just a normal average cat girl that you see on the streets every single day in real life.
So I got one of those, which is cool. And the Manga Gamer crew was there. We're very close with the Manga Gamer crew.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. They were awesome this year. We had a dinner a whole bunch of times with them.
Yeah.
We love hanging out with them. It's too bad they couldn't be here, but they got some purchases from them. Love their visual novels. And which we'll eventually be talking about their panel as well.
Yeah.
Because we did go to the panel.
I think that's a good segue, by the way.
Yeah, it is a pretty good segue.
It is 5, though.
Yeah, so we'll make it quick. Because I did not go to many panels this year.
Yeah, me neither.
So panels this year, I went down the list in my guidebook app, you know, like, I'll go to this one. I went to none of them. So my phone is always notifying me, hey, you have a panel going on. And I go, I think that might be kind of the drag on my con experience a little bit.
Yeah.
It's because, like, I mean, you go to panels, it's fun, even if they suck. Like, because a lot of panels really suck.
Then you can bond over how much they suck.
Yeah. Right. but it's just part of the experience because you're, you know, mutual interest, you're talking about anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first panel I even went to the entire weekend was Manga Gamer's panel on Friday.
Yes.
And their new announcements. They announced a bunch of things. They announced Emoto Paradise 2. What? So more little sisters for everybody and incest for everyone.
Bokuten's getting a Mac release.
Yes, man.
Is that Manga Gamer's motto or something?
I don't know how I feel. I feel like that's a
But yes, they also announced for Overdrive. Overdrive is a wonderful company.
Yeah.
Incredible artists. Love their games. Bokuten, their newest title, will have a multi-platform release, Mac, Linux, and Windows, for visual novels, which is a huge step.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was a wonderful panel. We love those guys. Did anybody else go to any panels, though?
I went to two panels. I went to...
That weren't ours.
That weren't... I was sick, okay? I really needed to sleep. I went to Dubbing After Dark, which sucked.
It was terrible. Wow. Yes.
It was so bad.
It was almost as bad as that Meatloaf concert.
You went to a Meatloaf concert. It was really
bad.
Yeah,
he told me about it.
That looked like it was because it was technically the first year, and it had to live up to something that was there for like 5 or 6.
Well, apparently they've been doing this, the Dummy After Dark, at other conventions.
Oh.
But they didn't have the chance because of Tom Whalen's thing?
I don't know. But it sucked regardless. Like, they tried to do these weird, like, little mini games in it, and not all the clips were hentai, which I thought was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
And...
You tried to emotionally scar me with the yaoi one.
I didn't try to emotionally scar you. They put the yaoi on my
screen. That's a good point. But the entire time that clip was up, my face was on her shoulder, like, going, I can't watch that! No!
Was there butt stuff?
There's only two yaoi that show dick in butt. And it's sensitive pornograph and Legend of the Blue Wolves. And I was like, if they're showing a yaoi scene, it's one of those two. And it was sensitive pornograph, so I knew I was right. Because I know everything about yaoi.
Wow.
And yes, sensitive pornograph.
Even in Boku no Pico, they don't show that?
No, it's censored.
It is?
Yes.
It's a TV show.
You never watched it.
No, well, no, but a quick Google search away can, like, be like, oh, this is Boku no Pico.
Watch Boku.
There's only two, yeah, anyway. Dumbing After Dark sucked. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Dummy After Dark sucked, and then the next night we went to Extreme Geek, and that was actually a lot of fun.
The banana stuff was great.
I didn't like it that much.
I think it was different because we were closer. We were literally in second row.
Yeah.
So we were able to see it up close, and it was a lot funnier that way.
That's possible.
If you're in the back, like, that was the thing, is that they played games in the back of the dubbing after dark, and we couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah.
So, but we were right up close, and so it was a lot funnier that way.
I actually left Extreme Geek to go to the Gaki no Sukai
Yes,
hour.
That was fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Gaki no Sukai, anybody, you can look it up on YouTube. They have a Ustream, which Evan told me about, that they play Gaki no Sukai all the time. It's basically Jackass in Japan. That's what it is. They do games, and
I look it up on YouTube all the time.
Yeah,
and you have to like keep cycling through because they keep getting taken off.
Yeah.
But
Gaki it's no been Sukai. On for what 26 years.
Yeah,
it's still going strong.
It started in 1989, and they've put out 1,200 episodes every.
Is that like the kind of thing I see, like where the guys like trying to slide around the edge of the bathtub in the nude or something, trying to go.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Yes.
The one of the things that they like to do is the no laugh challenge,
which they
where, like,
showed a clip of. Which
yeah,
is
they,
so funny.
They take them through like this insane scenario all day long. Like they 24 hours. They bring the Gaki no Sukai crew all day long, and they can't laugh. And if they laugh, they get beaten.
Well, it's not that. It's that they have to bend over.
Bam, bam. But I'm sure it hurts after a long time. So that was cool. I'm not gonna. And then of course, while were there any other panels that anybody went to, David?
No. I was looking through the schedule again, and I realized two things real quick because we had brought it up before. With as far as not having as many interesting panels, I didn't have as many that I went to, but looking back at it again through the guidebook real quick, a lot of it was just schedule-based. I had two that I couldn't go to because of press panels, and then there were another two that overlapped with each other.
Yep.
So there was a couple where I would have liked to have been able to go see that. I probably would have, but couldn't for one reason or another. The only other one I made it to that we haven't talked about and that isn't yours was the Resident Evil Lost in Translation.
Oh.
Which was just going over the translation differences and stuff like that. That's stuff I always like looking to. It was some good information and
nice.
Some interesting stuff.
That sounds
the
cool.
The gentleman actually. Running it was a little rough. It was definitely the information was good. It was presented pretty well. His public speaking needs a little work. But he did good with what he worked with what he had. He did good. It was worth going to.
David, stroke my ego. How does he compare to us?
Oh, it's. There's different planet.
Yes. Yeah.
Good transition. Right. Yeah. Talk about yourselves.
I hope that it was like his first or second panel. Like that's very much the impression I got. And it was a pretty big room, so that probably didn't help if that was true.
Yep.
It was a sizable room for him as well. But it was good info, which is really all I was worried about at that point. I'm like, okay, if you've at least done your research right, you're not like, giving us the first Google result.
Yeah.
Type of stuff. And it wasn't that situation, which, as you started talking at first, I was starting to get a little nervous about, to be honest. But overall, it was good information. Glad I went to that.
Great.
A couple of things I missed that I didn't get. Well, the History of Video Games panel was back-to-back with my friends, all the mecha you'll ever need that I discussed earlier. And there was, like, two open seats by the time I got to it.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
So at that point, I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll let other people have this. I probably do know a lot of this information anyway. But apparently did really well. It's one I hope to look at.
We saw it last year.
And then there's these
fun.
Wicked anime guys that did things.
Ah!
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I'll let them talk about it. But suffice to say, they were both really, really good.
We'll wrap
thank
it up
you.
With this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll talk about our panels right before we do some shout-outs to people that we met here. Real quick. So we had My Wife Who's Not Weird, and that was a bigger panel room that we had last year significantly by like 400%.
You offended somebody.
I did. I think you offended somebody.
I offended somebody?
Yeah, so...
one of us said ovulation is a gross woman thing. And,
yeah, and somebody came up to us after the panel and said, you should not have said that.
Yeah.
And
why?
Apparently that stroke somebody the wrong way. I apologize. I was like, oh, I'm really sorry, but like our show runs on satire. We have politically incorrect comedy. It's just the way we run things.
I don't even think that's politically incorrect.
No.
Like,
no,
who
I
cares?
I know exactly, but still, like, we do have politically. I tell a Detroit joke every time I get a chance to. and one of us said, I don't know about ovulation. That's a gross woman. woman thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, no way.
But they
like,
didn't stay for the rest of the panel.
They
didn't
stay for the rest of the panel, probably so that they could tell us that that was offensive.
Yeah, maybe.
The lengths people go to be offended.
Yeah. Wow. But thank you for bringing it to our attention. We'll
watch our mouths.
Yeah, we'll watch our mouths in the future. Yeah.
We
did have plans that in the future we are probably going to upgrade the My Wife Who's Not Weird.
Yeah, we got to do some work on it now because we've done 2 years in a row.
There's some work that needs to be done. There are some panelists that need to be involved, and that is a thing that is going to happen. So,
I was talking with Christine about it before the hardcore anime, and honestly, it seemed like you guys need an hour and a half panel.
Yeah, that is the goal.
As much as I would have liked to see everybody involved, I was thinking about it afterwards, and it was like, okay, so if I could write that word for word and say, okay, now you go, where could I put stuff in that wouldn't have lost something else?
Right. Yeah.
And there wasn't.
Yes.
There wasn't anywhere where that wouldn't have been lost.
Yeah. The first year we ran this My Wife Who's Not Weird panel, the only reason we fit everything in was because we started early because the room was already full.
That's what she told me. That's why she was saying, you know, it worked well last year. It was all pretty even and all that. I'm like, that seems weird because they ran really close to time. Because I was telling her too that I'm like, when you started to move things along, I'm like, why are they rushing so much? Oh, we have 10 minutes left. That would be why.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
a really good reason.
So,
what happened to this hour?
Yep. So
hour
that will be fixed.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. At least to start. Which brings us to the next panel, which was the hardcore anime panel.
Yeah, they gave us a big room this year.
900 to 1,000.
But it was at 1 a.m., so we only filled like a third of it, which is understandable. Most of the people are drunk, which is cool. it was our highest energy. Like, it wasn't our biggest crowd, but it was most certainly the highest energy crowd we have ever had.
And this was the most fun I've ever had. Ever. Like, this is our fourth year doing it. This was the best year we've ever done hardcore anime.
Wow.
It was so fun. We had people, like, screaming at us, like there was a bone-breaking scene, and everybody in the audience counted how many bones were broken, and it ended up being, like,
76
bones. And we had people cheering when gore happened, and, like, there was a guy in the back of the room screaming the information at us. I couldn't understand a word he was saying, but it was great. Yeah, super interactive panel. Somebody finally won the American Hardcore Winner movie challenge, which was great.
Thought I was going to know what it was, and then I completely blanked because I forgot it's of the previous calendar year, not in the year since.
Yep.
Yes,
so
which
I
we...
I was thinking of a particular movie that came out in February that very well may be.
Yeah, there may or may not already be a hardcore winner already for this year. I forget which one it was, but I think you're thinking of Deadpool, and it's not Deadpool.
I'm thinking of Deadpool.
It's not Deadpool.
Are you thinking of Hardcore Henry?
Yes, it might be Hardcore Henry.
Oh, fair enough.
It has not come out yet. As a matter of fact, it might be out when this episode is released.
Yeah.
Or the day after, maybe.
Oh.
So there you go. A hint for next year. Maybe Deadpool, maybe Hardcore Henry. We don't know. We know that the crowd will love Deadpool, but we don't. So, I mean, we like Deadpool, but it's too obvious of an answer.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So with that being said,
we should probably go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some shout-outs to some fans that we met this weekend. We met some fans after the Hardcore Anime panel. It was great. People wanted to come out, and they were like, can we take pictures with you? Okay. Like, sure. Who are we that we just ran this awesome, this fun panel? But, yeah, they wanted to take pictures with us, so shout-out to you guys. We love you. I believe I recognize her face. I think it's Brittany who sees us every year.
Yeah.
And she finally got to see the panel, and she got to see it on the best year. Allison came to the panel finally this year. Her sister Jessica, who is also a listener of Wicked Anime, came.
Hey, listener, no butters already.
And their friend Jackie was the person who got Mad Max.
She was asleep when she gave us that answer. Yeah, it was really. We are way too old to be staying up that late now.
Yeah.
I think that was.
We had a lot of returning people to Waifu, which was great.
Yes, there were some Waifu fans, and they said that they were listeners too. There's one gentleman named Jeff who had like this rocker style hair and. He said that he's a listener. I was like, that is awesome. So, hey, Jeff, I remember you.
Yeah.
My name is Jeff.
Yeah. And, so we had a great year.
We should wrap up.
Yes. And we will wrap up right now. So if you guys want to join our conversation, if you came to Anime Boston, if you want to tell us what you saw, if you guys want to give us critiques on our panels, whatever. You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime. You can find us at nerdshow.com/wickedanime. You can find us at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. You can tweet us at yowickedanime. You can find us at Tumblr at wickedanime.tumblr.com. You can find us at SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/wickedanime. You can find the podcast on nerdshow.com. You can find it on iTunes. Please rate and review us. I believe that's everything.
All right.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Google you.
All right. All the Googles.
Yes. All right. I'll do a quicker version of my usual thing. Go to b3crew.com for all the Boston Bash Brigade stuff. Like us on facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade. Follow me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. On Twitter at king_baby_duck. And on Anime Amino at kingbabyduck.esh. And also check out twitch.tv/OmniStreetInc for all live game streaming.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so Google Ford if you believe her, you'll find my Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, and Facebook. Done.
Yeah. Okay. IamThink.com.
Yep, IamThink, Flash Court Photo, twitch.tv/IamThink.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for joining the Wicked Anime Podcast. Oh, by the way, at the end of our hardcore anime panel, everybody did a manly pose with us, and we thank you guys because you are the best crowd we've ever had, and you guys started chanting hardcore. We love you. Look out for the Wicked Anime video. It will be up. That's not the only way we know how. Okay, bye. Let me start over. Hang on. I need to do that better.
And that's why polyester chafes my thighs.
Yeah. Wicked
A! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to the Wicked Anime Podcast via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Wicked Anime on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.